I got a call on Friday afternoon from a man who was out walking at Inchlake, and he was walking across what's known as the Farland Pank. The first thing that attracted his attention was a strong smell of slurry. So on closer examination, he discovered that a large amount of slurry had been discharged on the swilly side of the Farland Bank causeway and was clearly visible both on the water and on the rocks.
Yeah.
So I asked him if he could send in the images, which he sent me a number of videos which clearly indicated that there was some sort of material in the water. There was discoloration of the water, and there was some materials that were floating on the water.
Do you think this person was discarding slurry, or and I wonder, is it a, and this doesn't make it right, by the way, but I think I've seen this happening myself. Is it a relatively common practice for these tanks to be washed out, you know, in lakes and streams and rivers?
Well,
as I say, that doesn't make it right, by the way, but I'm just wondering how common a practice may be the washing out of these tanks is using these types of water supplies.
As far as I know, that sort of behaviour would be highly illegal and shouldn't happen. I don't know exactly how this situation came about. I don't know if you have seen the videos that I posted on social
media. I didn't, Terry, to be completely honest with you.
But they are quite explicit and show clearly that there is something not right here.